L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the Zeekr 007 GT Wagon Polestar expands in France and Europe, ending 2024 on a BEV high note. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why Mercedes-Benz say their new electric vans will be worth waiting for. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. EV News Daily is your trusted source of EV information. Tuesday, 21st of January. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to, but you can if you want to. Have a look at the Patreon page. No pressure. patreon.com/EVNewsDaily to get your own ad-free feed and get your name, if you're an exec producer or above, on the list of legends. Get your name in the Hall of Fame. Now we'll start with news of Zeekr revealing new pictures of the upcoming 007 GT wagon version. So the 007 sedan, as it's called in China, will be called the Zeekr 7 when it arrives in GT form, wagon form in Europe, because let's face it, I don't think the James Bond franchise, owned by Bezos and Amazon these days after the Broccoli family sold out, I don't think Amazon really want that to be called the 007, and so it's going to be called the Zeekr 7. The rear wheel drive long range model features a 100 kilowatt hour NMC battery and a range of 870 kilometers, but that is on Chinese CLTC. The all-wheel drive version includes 2 motors that produce a total of 475 kilowatts. That's 310 kilowatts in the rear, and a supplemental 165 kilowatts for more traction in the front. And the model can accelerate from 0 to 100 kph, that's 0 to 62 miles an hour, in 2.8 seconds. No doubt when it arrives here, the Zeekr 007, sorry, force of habit, the Zeekr 7, no James Bond, GT, even wagon version, is a less than 3 second sprinting car. Bonkers fast. Now, It Starts in China, admittedly not the fire-breathing version, at 210,000 yuan. That's $29,000 equivalent. The GT version will be priced slightly higher. The 7 GT has Geely's so-called golden battery technology, which can charge at a 4.5C rate. So here's a car that starts at less than 30 grand US equivalent, and it's got a 4.5C charge rate. So on a 100 kilowatt hour battery, you go find yourself a 500 kilowatt DC fast charger, of which I got no chance of finding. They don't exist. But in China, they do. And so you go find a 500 kilowatt DC fast charger, and you'll be adding 500 kilometers of range in 15 minutes on the 800 volt system that they've got. Crazy, crazy fast speed. It arrives in the second quarter of this year. Zeekr is present in the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. So Zeekr 7 GT, the wagon version, looks a little bit Audi, and that's a good thing, because Audi wagons are just beautiful, aren't they? Wow. Let's see what the price is when it leaves China and comes to Europe. Now, Polestar announced on Monday it plans to enter the French market this summer using an agency distribution model. The company aims to increase the retail locations from 106 to 187 over the next 2 years as well. Now, in France, Polestar will use some existing Volvo sites and create new showrooms across the country. The brand is supported by Geely, the mothership, operating in 27 countries so far. Well, last year, France recorded 291,000 registrations for pure BEVs, BEVs, battery electric vehicles. That's 17% of the automotive market last year in France. Beginning this year, the French government is reducing its EV subsidy budget from 1.5 billion euros to 1 billion euros. The subsidies for new fully electric vehicles will decrease to between 2,000 and 4,000 euros from 4,000 to 7,000 euros. Well, things have been going very well here in Europe towards the end of the year, particularly in the UK, where our mandate forced smaller, cheaper cars to arrive probably earlier than the car makers wanted, to be honest with you. But having a look at the European market, the November numbers are now in. Takes a little while to do the wash up through Christmas and New Year, but November numbers are in, and Europe registered 185,000 BEVs, BEVs, which is 0.7% up from the same month in the previous year. The total is the highest monthly number of BEVs recorded, surpassing, like I say, the previous November in 2023 by 1,200 units. On the other hand, registrations for plug-in hybrids was down 7.5% in November. For the first 11 months of the year, how did BEVs do? Well, BEVs deliveries, if you smooth out the whole 11 months of last year up to the end of November, actually down by 1.2%, 1.79 million units. But in seven of the months, the first 11 months of the year, BEVs were showing growth year on year. And that's a good thing. The Model Y was the best-selling BEV in Europe for November. The Skoda Enyaq, which had strong showings in October, also took second place in November. And we'll see how Tesla Model Y will go over the next few months with the new Juniper model coming out, whether people just think, look, the existing one's a very, very good car, I'll go and buy it, or I'll delay a purchasing decision. We'll have to see. Model 3 came in third, and despite a steady performance, the Model Y is still the top-selling BEV for the year to date, although it is down 21% this year because it had a stellar 2023. So year to date, to the end of November, Model Y was down, but hanging on to number one. All right, support for struggling automakers in the EU could be coming. The European Commission is meeting with car manufacturers, suppliers and trade unions at the end of the month, January 30th, to talk about how to help the automotive industry. Well, yesterday, the Commission announced the upcoming talks to tackle urgent issues and find workable solutions. European car makers and suppliers have been closing production plants and cutting jobs because of rising competition from China. There's also worries about significant EU fines if manufacturers don't meet the CO2 targets this year. But as car makers are very often doing, they will first complain and then they will comply. It happens every emissions cycle. 2020 was the last one, I think, off the top of my head, but I can correct myself on a future podcast if I need to. And that's when they all said, well, we can't possibly hit the new Euro emissions regulations. And they all did, because they're all full of very clever people that can design the cars, can build the cars, can market the cars and communicate how good they are now. But from an engineering perspective, shock horror, they managed to make better engines. Now we're managing to make better BEVs and plug-in hybrids and things like that. And they're still saying, oh, we can't possibly hit the new targets. Oh no, we're going to be I'll have to close factories and sack people and it'll be very bad. They always complain. And they inevitably comply. The discussions will focus on improving the EU automotive sector's strengths in key technologies like battery software and self-charging cars. Self-driving cars. Self-charging? No, there's no such thing. Now, the new Volkswagen Transporter launched in the UK this week. The new Volkswagen Transporter panel van is available to purchase in the United Kingdom. The diesel version is $31,000, but the BEV version is what we want, and that's £42,000. Customers can choose a business contract hire option starting at £399. Deliveries start in April of this year. More variants will be released during the year. The panel van initially offered in both standard and long wheelbase sizes and three trims: Commerce, Commerce Plus, and Commerce Pro. Combi and shuttle models, which feature extra seating or double cab configurations, are coming in spring, with additional double cab options following later in the year. Well, sales of used electric vehicles have reached a record high. That's according to BCA, the auction house. The company expects to sell over 40,000 EVs this year. As the market grows, in the first week of 2025 alone, nearly 1,000 pure EVs were sold through the auctions, including cars and specialised light commercial vehicles. The increase in sales builds on the positive trend seen last year and signals a strong start to the overall used vehicle market. In 2023, BCA noted that more than 3,000 different buyers purchased EVs, a 35% rise compared to the previous year. I think BCA is just the trade. I think you can just turn up as a retail customer and walk in. I'm pretty sure I get confused sometimes with either, you know, Mannheim and BCA and stuff. I think they're all pretty much locked down to the trade. The number of electric vehicles entering the remarketing sector, as it's called, is nearly doubling each year, with the zero emission vehicle mandate increasing. This year goes from 22 to 28%. We think none of the car makers were fined last year. Again, this time last year, they all complained. We can't possibly hit 22%. Fast forward a year, well, they all complied. Ah, the old complain and comply trick from the automotive industry. It's the usual playbook, and depending on what politicians are new to the job, some of them fall for it. Well, we'll talk about Podpoint in a moment. That's a charging company here in the UK. Also, a surging in EV sales. Some more data coming in about that, and the electric V-Class vans, which are on the way. New electric vans from Mercedes-Benz. Stick around, back in a moment.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you like your shows ad-free, you can, of course, check out the Patreon page at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Well, PodPoint, the charger maker, really, owned by EDF these days, Electricité de France, they've got a few quid in their back pocket, announced revenue of £53 million for last year from its charger and service sales business. It was below the target of £60 million, mainly because of what they say is low demand for new electric vehicles. As a result, the company's stock price fell by 33% yesterday. Melanie Lane, PodPoint's chief executive, said there was a difficult market backdrop for EVs, pointing out weaker than expected private EV market has hurt some home charger sales. The company expects ongoing difficulties this year and doesn't think it will meet the sales targets. The UK government suggested that car manufacturers are likely to meet their targets, as I just mentioned, using all the available options, like trading credits between them, just selling more affordable EVs, for instance, deferring some of those credits to future years and things to avoid any heavy fines. This comment came after a report from the Transport and Environment Group indicating that only one manufacturer might need to buy credits from others. Okay, let's talk about how small EVs will surge this year. I love this story because I just love a small car. I mean, it's EVs for so long. It's been great talking about big EVs. Don't get me wrong. The profit maximization strategy of the car makers was to make big, expensive EVs for the most part. But man, I am just beyond excited for this year and the coming years because we are going to see some cracking cars at very affordable prices, which will get you from A to B in a good way. But when they're second, third, and fourth hand, when I'm an old man with my walking stick, my goodness me, these are going to be great cars for little money. Electric vehicle sales in Europe are expected to rise this year, with over 160 new models hitting the market. Experts warn that profits may drop because a lot of those cars are going to be smaller, more affordable cars. They're not going to be the big EVs that you can put a big old margin on top of. Company cars, perhaps, or people pay a bit of a premium because they want the latest big toy to turn up at the golf course. Well, last year, EV sales growth did slow in key European markets as some governments cut subsidies and some manufacturers kind of pushed back those new model launches to 2025. And I'm not saying it was a cynical move, but it was a totally cynical move. Well, it was. Like, hey, you can call it cynical. It's just business, isn't it? Like, if you've got to sell a bunch of cars in 2025 to avoid CO2 fines and you can sell more of your 20 grand cars and you'll just delay them by 3 months, then that's it's just business, isn't it? Because now, all of a sudden, as the year kicks off, we got a bunch of new cars and we love it. Now, Matthias Schmidt is an independent automotive analyst, says a 40% increase in EV sales in Western Europe will happen, including the UK, to reach 2.7 million vehicles this year. The growth is driven by car makers meeting those new CO2 targets. This year, we'll see the introduction of numerous EV models, like the under 25 grand models I've been talking about so much, the Renault 5, the Citroën EC3, the Fiat Grande Panda, the Opel/Vauxhall Frontera, and many more. 20 new models will launch. The BMW Neue Klasse EVs are coming. Mercedes-Benz's new CLA to kick off their next generation vehicles. The new Tesla Model Y will surely have a big impact. The UK has set a goal requiring 80% of car sales to be zero emission by the end of the decade. In the UK, new EV registrations grew by 21% last year, 382,000 units last year in 2020. Here in the UK, it's now the largest market for the battery-operated vehicles in Europe, beating Germany for the first time. Well, new electric vans are coming from Mercedes-Benz, working on a new version of the electric V-Class vans. A prototype was recently spotted testing in cold weather in Sweden. The new model is the second generation of its electric V-Class, and it will be the first to use a special electric platform. The new V-Class will be built on the Van EA electric architecture, the same advanced 800-volt platform that will be used for other commercial vehicles like the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, specifically designed for battery electric vehicles. I think this will have a front wheel drive layout. These recent spy photos show the upcoming V-Class keeping a classic van shape, but a shorter, more aerodynamic front and a narrow light bar above the round headlights. And the front grille is hidden, but there's radar systems and sensors which they're testing, and you can see them on the front and the sides as well. The back has a flat door that opens wide, along with sliding side doors for easier entry, and those round tail lights with a very familiar look if you like the V-Class from Mercedes-Benz. These new electric vans will serve the high-end commercial market and luxury private customers as well. Mercedes-Benz aiming for electric vehicles to be 20% of their lineup by 2026, and these spy images provide an early look at the next generation of vans to be released next year. The van.ea design, the technology, the architecture, includes a middle module for the underbody and high voltage battery, while the rear module can accommodate an extra engine for the all-wheel drive to stick a motor on the back as well. Looking forward to when we get some more details of van.ea. More efficiency, more performance, definitely more range and better battery capacity. Waiting for an official announcement very soon. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks as always to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.